reading from Psalm 107. Some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the mighty waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works in the deep. For he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven. They went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their calamity. They reeled and staggered like drunkards and were at their wits' end. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad because they had quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind. Let them extol him in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And came back and then moved to Sunderland, the east end of Sunderland, can you believe? And that's where my family were until the war, and my the house next door got bombed, so my grandma said, that's it, we're going down to Bradford. That didn't get bombed very much, not worth bombing in Bradford. and it was really interesting. Today is the one Sunday when we remember people like my great-great-grandfather who worked in the sea. And we give thanks for those whose life work was on the ocean wave or under the ocean wave or rescuing people. And of course, being a coastal community, we are steeped in, if I can use that word, steeped in the ways of the sea. On Sea Sunday, we often and quite rightly remember the dangers of the sea and the fortitude and bravery of mariners. Only recently, we've seen tragedies at sea, haven't we, on our TV screens? 750 souls lost in the Mediterranean just a few weeks ago, 100 of them children. The widely reported Titan submersible and the catastrophic loss of that. And we're no strangers here of local tragedies where lives are still taken by the sea. Often in the Bible, a stormy sea is a picture of how nations are in conflict with one another. But also it's an illustration of how we all can go through the storms of life. Do not be tossed around on the storms of life, Paul says. And it's very interesting to note that the sea is not selective. Whether you are an asylum seeker or a billionaire, it will have its way. Often the sea mirrors life in this way. Today's gospel isn't a sea reading, really. It's a related bit of teaching by Jesus to do with ploughing and farming. But it has got one of the most beautiful exhortations spoken by Jesus to anyone who finds themselves struggling, straining, aching, hurting as we try to keep afloat in the storms that come our way. He simply says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Isn't that a wonderful invitation? Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Malcolm read us that sailor's psalm, it's called, Psalm 107, he brought them out from their distress. It's the same sentiment, really. He brought them out from their distress. Come to me, all you who are weary. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven. I should imagine, and I don't know the experience of this, and I'll have to bow to your experience and knowledge, but I should imagine that if you're caught out in a storm at sea, the relief when your ship heads into that harbour, that haven of rest, must be palpable. So today we do remember and recognise all those whose work takes them out to sea or took them out to sea in earlier days, for those who risk the storms to supply us with our needs, and for those who put their own lives at risk to rescue others, and for those who train to be a part of that seafaring community, to captains and the equivalent of stokers today. I don't know what that would be, someone who messes around down in the engine room, I guess. And for all who are straining against the giant waves of life, we say again this morning, we invite you this morning, on behalf of Jesus Christ, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.